You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Welcome back, Wig Hackers. We are going to be discussing tonight, well, today, we're going to be discussing, it's just a ramble, to be honest. A new year is coming. Well, that's where we are right now. You're probably listening to this a little later, but, you know, you'll get the gist. You know, and goals and objectives really do help when you want to do something in life. Like, if you want to, like I said, goals and objectives, you know, what, where do you see yourself in a year from now? What do you want to be doing? How much do you want to be making? Like, really plan it out. Like, right now, as I'm sitting in my bed recording these, I have my visionary boards literally plastered in front of me. I have my personal, and then I have my professional. And let's see, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like 12 professional goals that I wanted to do, I don't know, in this past month. And then for my personal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7. You know, so I really write them down. So every night, like right now, I'm looking at them before I go to bed. I'm really absorbing them, because once you believe, you will receive. This goes back to, like, I know The Secret is, like, I know we've all heard The Secret, Oprah's talked about it, everything like that, and I do believe in it. I need to be a better practicing secret lover. But yeah, like, you really need to have a plan, you know, have those constant reminders of why you do what you do, you know, what makes you get up in the morning. And like tomorrow morning, I will see those up on the wall and I'll be like, oh yeah, baby, I'm gonna hopefully work towards some of the goals. I'm gonna network some more. I'm going to, you know, give freely my information that I know in my courses. You know, I'm going to create the ideal team to work for when I work on my TV and movies. You know, I'm going to write my second book. I'm going to sell out my Wig Hackers Live coming up. You know, so these are all things that I'm going to be working towards, you know, every day. Be it a little bit, be it a lot, you know. So it's just to help to keep you on track and to literally, so you can visually see it, you know. I use markers and just draw. I know some people do photos, they go into magazines, clip them out, but literally, the more you have visually stimuli to keep you motivated, do it. Do it, do it. If it needs to be in your rearview mirror, if you're always putting on your lipstick and checking it in the car, put it in there, put it on, I mean, wherever you want, your home screen on your phone, you know, just that constant reminder, you know. It's almost like when you fall in love. Never done it, so I can't really talk that much about it, but from what I hear, you know, that rose petal glasses, like, I'm gonna get it, it's the best, oh my god, it's perfect. Baby, if you can do it for some man and it still's not gonna work out, you can definitely do it for yourself. You can totally get what you want, you know. If that means I want to learn better roller sets, I want to, whatever it may be, you know. I do personal professional because my lights are so split up in that way, you know. Like, I want to build my savings, you know. Personally, I want to meditate daily, I want to inspire others, you know. I want to eat my perfect meals. I have to redo those, you know. I want to go out more. Definitely, I'm opposite. You know, I want to date. Some are just far-fetched, you know. they're on there, but you know, what's that long one? Design things no longer bring me. Get rid of things and people who no longer bring me to my higher self. You know, I've been attracting some, I'm going to call it scum, low lives, people who are just not happy for me. They, you know, they want to see me fail. So I want to get rid of them. I don't want them here. I don't need them here. So yeah, that's been one of my goals, you know? So if you have these goals, and truthfully don't, what's the thing? It's not a checklist. Like, don't think of it like I write these and I check them off. You know, I'm like, write a TV show. Babe, I wrote half of one. Boop. You know, it's not done. You know, I want to build my students up. I want to build my students. I want to have more people that I mentor and more people that, you know, become a wig hacker and want to really do what I do. You know, and I want to inspire them and get them to where they want to go and rah, rah, shish, goomba. You know, I'm their number one cheerleader. Yeah, that's going well. You know, apply for my ideal career, you know, advanced projects, like what projects are going to bring me to that next level. And I'm really trying, like, really, like, these are like all tangible things that I really want in my life. So you gotta keep an eye on that, you know? You gotta do something that's gonna always remind you. I mean, I am single. I live alone. So I have my bedroom pretty much to myself. I do try to, well, I need to make some more room for my ideal partner, you know, like a closet space, because they'd be, I don't know where they put their shit, to be honest. We'll have to move. But like, even in my bed, you know, like I sleep on one side of my bed. I try to use my body pillow like in the middle. So there's room to have someone here if they even get this far. You know what I mean? Like, if you live like you already have it, it's gonna come. So yeah. So that's my two cents on like visualization, law of attraction, and really getting the secret and doing just tips and tricks to help keeping you and me on task. You know, like right now, most likely tomorrow, I am going to redo my boards because they are a little outdated already. Some I've already checked off, and some, yeah, were really big ideas. So you know what, maybe I'll post them on social media so you can kind of get a idea of my goals and objectives for my life. So make sure you come on over to The Wig Hackers on Instagram, and you can also hit me up on Daniel Coy Official on Instagram and on Facebook. And you can also, Wig Hackers Live is coming up soon. We're doing we're gonna do a smaller one, more geared towards makeup artists. So hair for makeup artists, that's what we're gonna do. Hair techniques for the makeup artists to build your skills, to bring you to that next level, to really get you to be more profitable. That's really the game. That's the end of the game, truthfully, really why we're doing it. So yeah, so you can sign up at danielcoylive.com, and you can see like my book and all these other things there. It'll totally help get you on the right path and to become a wig hacker and have me as your number one cheerleader. All right, guys. So, I will be chatting to you on the flip side. All right. Thanks. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you could, let somebody know to join on iTunes and Google Play. And I forget where else we're at. But yeah, let's do it.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode on this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.